GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar.
Friends sent me a note yesterday asking two questions. I'm going to ask the same questions of you. Well, three questions, technically. The first question was, are you going to talk about the elephant in the room tomorrow on the radio? His second question was, do you see the shooting in Boulder, Colorado as an Archduke Ferdinand moment? Before I get to the third question, which I'll pose to you in a moment, let's go back. You probably know history, and you know the assassination in June of 1914 of Archduke Ferdinand. And historians tell us it sparked the war between Austria and Serbia, and then Russia got in on it, and then the other nations got in on it, and the assassination of the Archduke Ferdinand started World War I, the war to end all wars. Not. And my friend asked me if I thought that the shooting in Boulder, Colorado, Monday afternoon is an Archduke Ferdinand moment. I heard Beck say this, some time ago. If you're wise, you'll keep your eyes open for what will be those Archduke Ferdinand moments, the moments that change everything. The shooting at the Charleston Church. An Archduke Ferdinand moment where lawmakers responded emotionally, we have to do something. And so they went after the Confederate flag and then they went after Confederate statues. It changed the landscape, literally, in the United States. Still changing. And I still go back to the caller that dialed in on our program and said, after they take the flag, after they take the statues, what will they come for next? It was a rhetorical question. But my friend, in his second question, asked, do you think that the shooting in Boulder, Colorado, 10 people killed, including a police officer, the first one on the scene, it was in a King Soopers grocery store at around 2:30. Guy without a shirt came in. That should be your first clue when you see someone coming in and they're not obeying the no shirt, no shoes, no service sign. Not to make fun of it. Not making fun of it. Honestly, as a kid working at Samson Supermarket in Belfast, I recall the day a man walked in, flip-flop shorts, no shirt, and all of us were called to the grocery aisle, to the dairy case aisle, because he was standing there, and we watched him the entire time because something didn't seem right. He ended up leaving the store. Bottle of booze. So this yet identified person who committed this. No, it wasn't a tragedy. It was an atrocity. Say it right. Yesterday. He's now in custody in the hospital. And they'll get answers for him from him at some point. And then you know people will spin this because this leads to the third question that my friend asked. Question number one, you going to talk about the elephant in the room? This is the elephant in the room. Question number two, do you think this was an Archduke Ferdinand moment for the United States? What is this going to lead to? And then came the third question. Do you think Democrats who are in the majority in Washington, D.C. are going to seize this moment to go after the Second Amendment? So I replied to my friend who asked me those three questions. Elephant in the room, Archduke Ferdinand moment. Do you think the majority Democrats in Washington are going to go after the Second Amendment? I said, I don't know, but I'll ask. So I'm asking you. You've likely seen what's happened. You've seen other shootings in our nation. You've seen the way that emotionally the leaders in our nation often react. And as a friend said to me recently, you shouldn't make a permanent decision based on temporary emotion. There are a lot of emotions over this in Boulder, Colorado. And you have seen in the past Archduke Ferdinand moments where people have reacted emotionally. I think a couple of good guys carrying guns in the store could have slowed things down a lot. Sue, thank you for the text message. 1-800-966-1039. Caller, I'm keeping a promise. I'm asking you, as my friend asked me to ask you, do you think majority Democrats are going to come after the Second Amendment based on what happened in Boulder, Colorado yesterday?
They always do. Remember, Rahm Emanuel said, never let a good crisis go to waste. So that part would be nothing new. But if I remember right, the Archduke's assassination was done intentionally to start that. And it makes you wonder who may be behind the shooting in Colorado.
Well, in Archduke Ferdinand's case, the first, the bomber, failed. And then the gunman got the job done. Caller, hello, the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. Some think it's an Archduke Ferdinand moment, or at least think it might be. Do you see majority Democrats in Washington going after the Second Amendment based on what happened in Boulder, Colorado yesterday?
Well, they already are, Rick. If anyone takes the time to go read H.R. 127, sponsored by that genius Sheila Jackson Lee, that wanted to see them plant the flag on Mars again, it's already in. It's right now it's in the subcommittee for the House on domestic terrorism. There's two other bills that the Democrats have already submitted that essentially do away with the Second Amendment.
These text messages coming into us in the MTG text line, 601-207-GHRT, 601-207-4478. The reaction in Washington will be, it's always the gun's fault and not the shooter's fault. That's one person's thought. Next, of course they are. This is a mental health issue, not a gun issue. Just reading the text messages as they come. This person writes, Democrats never let a crisis go to waste. And this person suggests, Rick, Democrats already said they were coming after our guns. They don't need an excuse. Caller, hello, the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. Keeping a promise, asking you, do you think majority Democrats will come after the Second Amendment based on what happened in Boulder, Colorado yesterday?
I do. And what you said by the Archdice Bishop, yes, I think that is true as well. All it's going to take is that one army person to not go by the Constitution and go up to somebody's house and demand that they give their gun that that person had bought, and essentially it would start, it's going to start a war if they do that.
Caller, hello, the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. Call it the WVOM telephone poll. Do you think majority Democrats in Washington will come after the Second Amendment based on what happened in Boulder, Colorado yesterday?
Correct me if I'm mistaken, Rick. Democrats, wasn't it Susie Collins who proposed that thou make some adjustment to Maine gun rights? Isn't that unconstitutional?
Are you talking about the most recent bill that she signed on to, the notification law? Is that what you're referring to? 1-800-966-1039. In the case of Senator Susan Collins and the notification bill, right now 37 states, including Maine, are not notified within 24 hours if someone who shouldn't be owning a firearm tries to buy a firearm. Say they try to buy it in another state. 37 states don't get a warning within 24 hours. Senator Collins, that bill, I don't know if that's what she's referring to, the caller's referring to, but Senator Collins with a bill to see that Maine and other states in the nation are immediately notified should that happen. Text message. Disarming Americans will make people feel unsafe. If someone tries to commit a home invasion, how do I get them out? Harsh words? Caller, hello, the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. Do you think majority Democrats in Washington, D.C., as some think, as some have heard them say, will come after the Second Amendment based on what happened in Boulder, Colorado yesterday?
Well, of course, but when are we, the American people, going to realize that any law that goes against our Constitution is no law at all?
This person writes to us, I just bought an AR-15 last week. Try and take it. 1-800-966-1039. This person writes to us, 33 dead, 130 injured in one incident in China. It wasn't a gun, it was a knife. Evil will find a way. Let us protect ourselves as we see fit. This person writes to us, how long until cars are outlawed? Cars kill people every day and can be used as a weapon. What about knives and baseball bats, crowbars and hammers? I did not reply to my friend with this thought, but I did have this thought, and it took me to the border crisis. Some say lowercase c, some say uppercase c. If you want to argue that one person who commits an act like that in Boulder, Colorado, should cause an entire shutdown of the Second Amendment, could not one look at one person who illegally crossed the border and committed murder as a reason to shut down the border? Caller, hello, the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. Do you see majority Democrats in Washington going after the Second Amendment, as some say they have hinted they intend to do so, based on what happened in Boulder, Colorado yesterday?
Good morning, Rick. The simple fact is, they've already been going after it. So it's not
Will they go after it? They're already going after it. What they want to do is just even hit it hard, even harder. But part of the problem we've got now is that the Democrats are proposing to raise taxes on guns, make you buy insurance for guns, raise the cost of ammo, out of reach of lower and middle class, to which point only the upper class and elite will be able to afford guns and ammo and stuff like that.
Arguably, it's a genius strategy because that will make legal firearms owners, should they drive their ownership information underground, well, I just won't tell them that I've got an AR-15 that I just bought, and I won't tell them that I have this ammunition. And if you don't tell them, then you become an unlawful firearm owner. Caller, hello, the George Hill Rick Tyler Show. Do you see them going after the Second Amendment based on what happened in Boulder, Colorado yesterday?
Like your other caller said, they are, they will, they have, and they always will. Just real quick, sir, to my point, if we don't change our mindset, we are done. And then what I mean by that is we live in a constitutional carry state, right? But you never see anybody carrying. You can open carry responsibly, and you should be left alone. In fact, you should praise the guy across the pump from you and thank him for being willing, him or her, for being willing to open carry and stand their ground. We should not be afraid of our neighbors. We should embrace each other and protect each other. We can't wait for the cops who are 30 minutes away, but we can trust each other to watch out for each other and open carry responsibly. I think people need to stop being afraid of guns and afraid of knives and afraid of this and think that the state and the police are supposed to be the only ones that can protect you. That's ridiculous.
Bruce writes this text message to me. I'm going to sum it. I'm going to paraphrase it. Watch the left again praise and rally around police after what happened in Boulder, Colorado, pivoting away from their positions after other killings in our nation. Caller, hello. Do you think Washington will come after the Second Amendment after what happened in Boulder, Colorado yesterday?
What happened in Boulder, Colorado yesterday is evidence that they're going to come after the guns. Same as the shooting last week at the massage parlor. This is all made up deep state garbage false flags, and that's their next move. And they're going to be in for a rude awakening.
Final caller on the PDQ or telephone line. Caller, do you think Washington will come after the Second Amendment based on what happened in Boulder, Colorado yesterday?
Yeah, of course they will. The problem is the maggot that did the shooting is still alive. They ought to execute him on the spot. Who gives a rat's ass why he did it?
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.